Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website.
The Maple Leafs will now try to continue the upset special in Washington tonight. No call Carl Alsner for the third consecutive game. As Christian Shilton joins us from Washington, where I hear it was, I don't know if it was planes, trains, and automobiles per se, but what was with the tough travel for people to get into Washington?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was crazy. We a whole bunch of the Toronto guys were all waiting for flights yesterday afternoon in Toronto to get out here, and it's only about an hour flight, so we were thinking it'd be pretty easy. But they ended up doing, a full ground stop in Washington, so no flights could get out. Every single flight to Baltimore, Dulles, Reagan, they were all canceled. There weren't nearly enough seats to rebook us for the morning. For everyone, obviously, who needed to get here. So it ended up being that a whole bunch of guys ended up renting a bus, and they spent 10 and a half hours on the road driving down, left Pearson at about 1 a.m. yesterday, got here just in time for morning skate. I ended up going to Buffalo and then flying out at 5:30 this morning. And, it was just crazy. I've never seen so many flights get canceled and then have so many people, just scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to get here on time. But I think we only lost one. I think only one person didn't make it, so it ended up okay.
Now, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Mike Babcock saying after game four, he felt like it was the first time where they didn't play scared of Washington. And, it's a unique way to put it. Losing Roman Polak, their decor was obviously very inexperienced to start, and losing him probably hurts the. Did that play a factor, do you think, at all? Or, like, Washington's clearly, I think most would agree, the more skilled team top to bottom and definitely more experienced team. Did that just come to fruition in Game 4, or did the Leafs play bad?
I think in Game 4 it was just a matter of they played well in Game 3. I think they were really happy with their performance. And I think we've seen from them a few times during the course of the season where they are a confident group as it is. But when you start to get a little bit too confident and you start to get a little bit too freewheeling, which is kind of how I describe the Leafs when they get away from their structure, which is just where they go out there and they're making silly plays, or they're not really dialed into or dialed down to the core structure that makes them successful. And that's what I thought they had done really well in games 2 and 3 especially. And game 4 was just a matter of, were they not playing scared? I don't know if I'd say that it had to do with fear so much as it was that they maybe started to buy into the hype a little bit around them, and all this hype that, they were sort of this team of destiny coming, to challenge the Washington Capitals. And people started asking, well, do you actually think you can win this series? And they would respond, well, of course we do. Like, why wouldn't we? So I think it was more just, it's something that's gone on with this team all season where they can get rolling around a little bit too much. Babcock described them once as being like, they get rolling around thinking that they're the 80s Oilers, and then all of a sudden it's the other team starts coming the other way and you're yelling at the goalie like, here they come again, here they come again. And really that's exactly what happened in game 4. It was just, it's been a problem for them all year, no matter who's been in the lineup. It's just a mental thing. I think if they can just sort of quiet those voices and just quiet themselves down again, I think that they can probably get closer to game 3 tonight in game 5.
Matchups in this series, have you seen a noticeable advantage for the home team getting one that they want?
To be honest, not really all that much. Maybe a little bit more in game 1 than any other, but I've actually thought it's been pretty even. Home or away, I've thought that, Kadri being on that top, Kadri's line versus the Ovechkin line, I think has, obviously they had a good game the other night in game 4. They certainly, they pushed hard at the start of the last two games, but after that, I felt like it's been pretty even, and I think that Kadri's line's been able to play the game they want to play. They've been able to disrupt they've been able to get under Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie's skin a little bit. I think they've been happy about that. And then, Kuznetsov versus Matthews, I think, has been pretty equal after game 1. I think that they've done a good job of sort of, they trade chances a little bit, but, I haven't seen a noticeable difference at home or away. What's been more noticeable, I think, is just, capitalizing on opportunity. And that's what, sometimes it's the home team that maybe has been that hasn't been doing that as much. Maybe it's been the visiting team that's been able to take more advantage. Like, we've seen the visiting team score first in every game of these first four. So I think that that's maybe where the difference is more than anything else. It just seems like whoever the visiting team is maybe is just a little bit looser, playing a little bit less tight. So we'll see if that trend continues here tonight.
The other thing I've noticed in the series, Ovechkin is scoring goals like he usually does, but Tom Wilson... Three goals in four games. Every playoffs, there's got to be a few unexpected players, and Tom Wilson's size has definitely played dividends so far for the Capitals.
Certainly it has, and you know, it's funny. He's just one of those players that if you were, and he was actually, you know, Babcock was asked about him before the series started, and you know, was asked about what it is that he brings that can make him tough to play against. And, you know, he said, you know, there's no disrespect to Tom Wilson, but there's players on the Capitals that we're much more concerned about than him. And that's almost like, as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be like Tom Wilson's series. Like, you can't count anybody out in the playoffs. You can't say that any guy, no matter, you know, I'm sure that the Capitals weren't thinking Kasperi Kapanen was going to bust out and be, you know, the hero in game two the way that he was, scoring two goals. So this kid who's played like a dozen NHL games this season. So certainly there's what I think works for Wilson is just, you know, he's one of those players that can capitalize and he has a chance. He's not afraid to put pucks on net. He's not afraid to go to the greasy areas. And that's really what playoff hockey is, right? It's just, it's, you know, are you willing to do whatever you have to do to get in a position to score? Are you willing to take that shot from that angle in OT thinking that, you know, it's actually going to be able to go in? So he's a player that I've picked up on just the confidence that he has. And I think whether or not he would say it, certainly not that it was a slight by Babcock, but just him saying, well, you know what, we're not really that worried about him. It just lights a little bit of a fire under you, especially as your hometown team. So he's a player that I've enjoyed watching in this series. I think he's someone I haven't had as much of a chance to watch over his career, but I think that this is just, it's his moment, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had another good game tonight.
Kristen Chilton joins us from Washington. Game 5, Capitals and the Maple Leafs coming up in about an hour and a half's time. Now, the Capitals' power play is 33%, 4 of 12. And what's funny about it is they're 0 for in 5-on-3s, and they've had almost 4 minutes, including a full 2 minute of a 5-on-3. The Leafs, I guess, happy they killed that one off. But playing with fire, it's not like they've taken a ton of penalties, only 3 per game in the series. And, in fact, they've had one more power play than the Capitals. But what does Toronto have to do better on the penalty kill?
You know, the thing with the kill is that it's almost like the numbers have been misleading in the second half of the season, because that group has been, like, if you look at the numbers, you think it's really good, it's consistent. And I thought that it was a lot more maybe in the first two-thirds of the season, but there hasn't been any change to it. You know, it's been a very stagnant group in that they, you know, they keep the same players on it. They sort of keep the same routine. You know what they like to do. You know where their players are going to go. And I think that what can happen with that routine is that players start to sort of get lulled into, you know, false sense of security sometimes, or, you know, they might be putting too many, they might be going too far down low and then leaving Ovechkin up top, which they've done a couple of times, where it's just these little breakdowns in coverage that I think can come with a group that is very used to playing together. Maybe they get a little too comfortable and there isn't that change coming in, where change always elicits something. It always elicits a different, you know, reaction, especially with this team. So I think what they just need to do better is just sort of think about, you know, what it is that makes them successful as a group, and stop thinking that, you know, we have more free reign to do whatever we want because we've been doing this for so long and because we know we're a good penalty kill. It comes down again to structure. Like the Leafs, I know every team obviously has their structure and the way they like to do things, but the Leafs, when they get away from it, even very briefly in any area of the game, it hurts them. And playing their penalty kill structure the way that they were at the beginning of the season, when I thought they were very crisp, I thought that they were really focused on, you know, the key elements of that unit, they were doing a much better job, I think, more consistently than they are now. So, you know, I talked to Zach Hyman, he's one of their leading penalty killers. I talked to him about it just the other day, and he said, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, almost like going back to, you know, going back and just remembering, like, this is what we need to do. Let's not get caught up in, you know, the playoff moment and think that we need to be making big plays on the penalty kill. Let's make the simple plays, and that's where we're going to have the most success.
Kristen, great stuff. Happy you and the crew got into Washington. Enjoy game 5 tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.